Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, author and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am living my journey of purpose. God used the word fabulous to encourage me in Him, to build up my confidence in Him, to show me the excellent way of doing things, and I sure do magnify Him for that. And it's to do excellence in all of the things that I do on His program. Because, you know, sometimes we can get a little sloppy with things. But whatever we do for God on His program, it should be done with excellence. And God wouldn't have it any other way. And so God told me who I am. And that has made it so much easier for me. I'm not in competition with anybody, but I am striving to make heaven my home, and knowing who I am and my lane, I don't have to worry about competing with nobody else for no positions or anything else. And I really do magnify God for that, for knowing who I am in Him and what my job is that He has given me to do and to carry that out. Just think about if every one of us knew what God wanted us to do. We wouldn't be so fighting for positions. Oh, that is so ugly, fighting for position. But the position that God has given us, that should be what it's all about, because that ultimate reward is going to come from Him. And I want my reward from Him, and I magnify God for that. And so I am a customer service agent for Jesus, and what I do is service the souls. The souls are people that I meet in doing my everyday chores, just going out to the store, wherever I go, representing Him. I'm a practicing believer who practice living the Word of God. I practice the God habit. And I thank God for that because, you know, it's a daily walk. It's a daily upkeep to living this life, just like it is with anything else. We have to daily do it. So we have to daily dress in God's Word and talk to Him. Have a conversation with the CEO of heaven to find out what He would have in the day. So I thank God for that on today. I thank God for you being here with me on the program today. And we are talking about wisdom on today and how that wisdom prolongs life and brings peace and prosperity. Wisdom comes from God. And he said, if a man lack wisdom, let him ask. So we are without excuse. We're without excuse. So we thank God today for you. Thank God for you, being here with me on today. So we're going to say prayer, and then we're going to get into this word talking about wisdom. So whatever it is that you have on your mind, before God, or if there's something that you need to talk to him about, well, I ask that you would come on and go with me, and let's talk to him together on this broadcast on today. And lift him up and let him know what's going on with us. And you know, that's what I love about prayer, because that's exactly what prayer is. It's that way of communicating with God, that we can go to him and we can have a conversation with him, and then we can listen and he'll give us wisdom, how to do, which way to go, how long to do it. He'll just give us all of the inside information that we need. So come on, bring your minds in and let's talk to the Lord. All right? Most gracious Father on today, we sure do thank you. And Lord, we magnify you for your word on today, God. You are so great, Lord, and you are worthy of every one of our praises. And Father, we give them to you. We give you the glory, God, and we give you the praise for who you are, God, in our lives, God. You are so great, Lord, and you're so worthy of every one of our praises. And if we praised you all day and night, Lord, it still would not be enough for all that you've done, that you're doing, and that you're going to do for us, God. It still wouldn't be enough. You've brought us from a mighty long way, God, and you continue to carry us. And we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you how that you watch over us, God, and how that you take care, such great care, God, of us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your angels, Father, that you set charge over us to keep us in all of our ways and our doings, God. And we thank you for that, Lord. Nobody but you, God, in the name of Jesus. And we magnify you for it on today. And, Lord, we plead your blood, God, that you shed on Calvary's cross, God. We plead it today, God, in the name of Jesus, over every condition, Lord, every situation, God, that's not like you, God. We plead your blood, God. We plead your blood, God, in the name of Jesus, over our loved ones, God, over our family, God, over our leaders of our churches, God, over our churches, the people, God. We plead your blood on today, God, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for it right now. We plead your blood on our finances, God, in the name of Jesus. Satan, take your hands off of our finances in the name of Jesus, and we magnify you, God, on today, Lord, and we thank you, God. Father, would you go in the homes of your people, Lord, where there is stress and where there is confusion, and Lord, would you give them peace in the name of Jesus. Give them peace, Lord, in your name, God. You are the peacemaker, God, and would you give them peace, God. Would you go into the hospitals, God, and walk up and down those hallways, God, and visit in each room, Lord. In the name of Jesus, many hospitals, God, because there are many, 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 God, sick people on today, God. Would you visit them, Lord, in the name of Jesus? And would you go in, Lord, and sup with them, God, in the name of Jesus? And we thank you for it right now, Lord, in your most holy name, God. Now, I touch and agree my sister and my brother, Lord, on today, God, for whatever it is that they are standing in the need of, God, because you are a supplier of every need, God. Not only do you take care of our needs, but you give us our heart's desires. And we thank you for it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And we magnify you, God. Would you look on the bereaved families today, God? And would you bless them? Would you comfort them, God? You know how to comfort a heart, God, in the name of Jesus. Do it for your glory on today, God. And we will thank you for it right now, God. Now, would you bless your people everywhere, God? Would you look on the leaders everywhere, God, all around this world that you made, God? You, God, in the name of Jesus, have mercy today, God. Have mercy today, Lord, on your people, God. You said that we should always pray, God. In the name of Jesus, would you touch your people, God, to have them to come back to talking to you, God, about the different situations that are going on. If man would pray, God, yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus, things would be turned around. Help us to come back to you, God, in your most holy name. Would you touch and speak to the backslider, God, in the name of Jesus, that man, that woman, that say that they know you, God, in the pardon of their sins, you Lord, but yet they are living any kind of way. God, would you touch them right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Everybody that's not living this holy life, God, would you please forgive today, God, and call them back, God. Call them back to you, God, in the name of Jesus. Encourage their hearts on today. Yes, they left you, but let them ask you to forgive, God, and let them come on back to you, God. For you are a merciful God, and you are a forgiving God. And we thank you, Lord. Help them to do it now, God, while the blood is yet running warm in their veins, God. And it's not too late, in the name of Jesus. For after a while, God, after a while, it's going to be too late, God. And we want to thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, for your mercy now, God. Now, Father, you said that if we would acknowledge you in all of our ways and our doings, that you would direct us. And we thank you for it today. We thank you for all things right now. In your most holy name, we pray today. We thank you for the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding that you give right now. In Jesus' most holy name, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Amen. Amen. And amen. We thank God for a prayer on today. Because prayer is always in order. Scripture says man ought to always pray and not faint. And it's not faint time, but it is praying time. It's time that we pray. We see the condition of our country. We see the condition of our state. See the condition of our cities. We see the condition of our people, of our churches, of our leaders. We see the condition. But there is one thing that can change all of that, and that is prayer. If we would pray, if we would pray, oh my God, if we would pray, what God would do, it would move his heart, touch him, his heart, and things would be different. Come and let us pray together. So prayer is always in order. And we don't have to go hide in our closets or anything like that. But in our hearts, our closets are in our hearts. We can call him up and we can tell him what we want. And God will answer. He will answer our prayer. I love my conversations with God. I love talking to him. And I love for him to talk back to me. Oh, yes, I do. So I thank God for prayer on today. Now, if you have a prayer request and you would like for us to pray with you, you can go to my website, www.fabulousfreshtouch.com, and you can leave that request there. Now, if you have an invitation, or if you'd like for me to come and encourage the people where you are, as you know, I am a motivational encourager, you can go to my website, and not my website, but my email, and that is mgreen60818@yahoo.in, and you can leave that information right there. Now, if you have a testimony that you would like to share of how the Lord has blessed, is blessing, or then told you how he's going to bless, and you would like to share that with us on today, you can call me at 347-850-8928. And for the next 12 minutes, I am live and in living color, and you can share that right now. All right? And also, I want you, when you go out to my website, to check out my books. Check out my books. And Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and I have a daily devotional. I'm also working on two new projects, one for early 18 and the other one for 17 I'm working on. And also another project I'm working on is having a game to go along with one of my books, a companion, the game, Growing My Faith Garden. Wouldn't you like to grow your faith? And the more things that we do concerning those things, the better our confidence becomes in the Word of God. So we need something to build our confidence. So I believe that this game, Growing My Faith Garden, will definitely help us to grow our faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So the more we say it and do it, it builds our faith. So we are encouraged on today to do things on God's program. And I love that because when we stay in him, he continuously to give us different things to do just that, to keep us encouraged. We don't know how to do it. Wisdom do. Wisdom. And wisdom comes from God. Wisdom prolongs life and brings peace and prosperity. So we're going to get into the Word of God when we are coming from Proverbs, the third chapter on today, and we are going to talk about wisdom, wisdom that God gives. Oh, I just love it. I haven't found anything like God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. His wisdom, how wise he is. And when we follow him, follow his directions, follow the way that he would take us, how wise we become. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. And that first verse, it says, my son, do not forget my teachings. We don't want to forget the teachings of the Lord, the things that the Lord give us. We don't want to forget them. He said, but keep my commands in your heart. And it takes me back to the book of Eli, the movie, the book of Eli, and how that when the world had ended and there was just one book left, and God instructed Eli to memorize the book, memorize his word, to memorize it. So he said, but keep my commands in your heart. And then I think about those scriptures that says that thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God. I might not sin against you. So if you hide the word, if we hide the word in our hearts, when we go to do those things that are wrong, our conscience will let us know that it's wrong. But if you don't have anything there, nothing from nothing leaves nothing. But you got to put something in to be able to draw something out. And so when we study, when we meditate on the word of God, that's exactly what we're doing. We're hiding his word in our hearts. We're putting it in our hearts. For they will prolong your life many years and bring you peace and prosperity. For the words of God, the commands of God, the teachings of God, they will prolong our life. They will give us life, because it says that life and death, they're in the power of the tongue. So we speak, we prophesy over our own lives by speaking what God said. What did he say? What does God say about it? How does he feel about it? What does he say in his word about it? And that brings life, and it brings help. I love Proverbs 4:20-22, because that's exactly what it says. When they found the word of God, you remember the story that for a time they had lost the word. They lost God's word. But when they found it, they spent days standing, reading, and going over the word of God. They were glad that they had found the word. They were so happy to have found the word. And that's what we should feel. We should feel happy, glad that we have found the word of God. For it is life. It brings life many years and brings peace and prosperity. One of my favorite Psalms is Psalms 91. And it says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. And then we can say of the Lord that he's my refuge, my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. And I believe that that secret place is the peace of God, that resting place in him, enter into his rest, his peace. Oh, my God. And then prosperity. Prosperity is not just money. It's a part of it, but it's not all of it. Prosperity in every area of our lives. We will prosper. Prosper in every area. Ooh, that's rich. That is rich. That's a millionaire. In every area, millionaire. To be prosperous in the Lord. Let love and faithfulness never leave you, because everything is founded on love. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son to bring us back together with daddy. Love, it was love that did it. And then he was faithful. Jesus was faithful to daddy. He was faithful to us. Faithful because he could have changed his mind. He could have changed his mind. But thank you, Lord Jesus. But because of love and his faithfulness to daddy, thank you, Lord Jesus, that he couldn't do it. He had to do, go through with it. Said, bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Write these teachings, these commands. Write them on the tablet of our hearts, that we don't forget. that we don't forget, then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. You will win favor. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank God for favor. Favor with him and favor with men. Say you will win favor and a good name. Don't you want a good name? I know I do. I want favor. I want a good name in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding. We are striving as we dress in the Word of God to have the mind of Christ, to have his mind. You think about in the movies and in the plays and different things, how that when they play these different characters, I believe that you can play a character so long that that character becomes you. And I believe that that's why so many of the stars of the soap opera people have played these parts for so long that I'm pretty sure they need psychiatrists to find to really help them to maintain who they really are rather than the character that they are playing. When we get into God's word and we dress in it and we become, we put on him, putting on him, that's who we are imitating and that's who we want to be like, that we become like. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all of your ways, submit to him and he will make your path straight. Submit to the Lord. Submit to him, and he will make our path straight. So trust in him with all of your heart, with all of our hearts, that we have to trust God. We don't always know the best or see the best thing to do, but God always knows. Do not be wise in your own eyes. We don't take it and think that it's you. I don't take it that it's me. Don't be wise in my own eyes. Fear the Lord, reverence God, and shun evil. We know that wisdom comes from God. Dress in it. Dress in the wisdom of the Lord and give him the glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Give God the glory for all that he do in our lives. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Woo! Don't that just speak to you? Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops. Then your barns to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with her wine. Blessed are those who find wisdom, those who gain understanding. For she is more profitable than silver and yields better returns than gold. That's what wisdom do. More precious than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with her. Long life is in her right hand, and in her left hand are riches and honor. Woo! In wisdom, in wisdom. Thank you, Lord Jesus. They will be life for you, an ornament to grace your neck. Oh, can you just see that? Then will you go on your way in safety, and your foot will not stumble. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. All because we dressed in wisdom. We dressed. Wisdom prolongs life and brings peace and prosperity. Let it be yours today. Well, until the next time, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous, is signing off. Bye-bye. Have a fabulous day.